愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
十二章。
Matthew 12.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
马太福音十二章四十二节。
Matthew 12, verse 42.
请读。
The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it.For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and indeed, a greater than Solomon is here.
在这个前后节里面，讲我们将来审判，有两种人要做标准，来定我们的罪。
In this passage, it mentions that there are two criteria to judge two types of person in order to condemn their sins.
在四十一节说尼尼微的人。
Verse 41 states, the man of Nineveh
要定这个世代的罪
will rise up and condemn this generation.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为约拿去传警告，结果尼尼微城的人全部都悔改。
Because when Jonah preached warning to them, the entire city of Nineveh repented of their sins.
但是这里说有一个人比约拿更大。
But now there is someone who is evengreater than Jonah,
就是主耶稣本身
who was Jesus Christ himself.
他从天上降世为人来传悔改的道理。
He came from heaven and he became incarnate on earth in order to preach the truth of salvation.
但是人不愿意听。
However, people rejected his message.
所以尼尼微城的悔改要成为定这个世代的罪的一个标准。
Therefore, the repentance of Nineveh will become a standard of judgment against this generation.
好，那第二个就是提到所罗门。
The second criteria mentions Solomon.
在四十二节说，南方的女王要定这个世代的罪。
Verse 42, the queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it.
因为这里说她要来听所罗门的智慧话。
For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
但是这里说有一个人比所罗门更大。
And indeed, a greater than Solomon is here.
那这个人是谁？
Who is this person?
就是主耶稣。
It is none other than Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣来世界传道，没有人要听。
But when Jesus Christ came to the world to preach the message of salvation, no one listened to him.
所以南方的女王她渴慕智慧的话。要来定这个世代的罪。
Thus, the queen of the south who thirsted after the truth will rise up to condemn this generation.
那在这里在比较所罗门跟这里的一个人，就是主耶稣本身，这个到底在比较什么？
Here it mentions the comparison between Solomon and Jesus Christ. What exactly is the point here?
因为人跟人比较，总是你比学问比。比智慧、比家世、比背景，总是要有一个比较的内容。
Because when we compare someone against another, there has to be a standard of a comparison.
那主耶稣以所罗门王来以世界的这个标准来讲，他什么都有。
Solomon compared to the worldly standard, he possessed everything.
那主耶稣以世界标准什么都没有。
As for Jesus Christ, he possessed nothing compared with the worldly standard.
所以到底要比什么？耶稣比所罗门更大。
So exactly how is Jesus Christ greater than Solomon?
这里讲所罗门的智慧话。
Mentions here the wisdom of Solomon.
那这就到我们最近的读经进度列王记上。
And this brings to mind what of recent reading in 1st and 2nd Kings.
我们先来看列王记上。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
列王记上的第三章。
1 Kings 3.
第三章的第五节，请读。
Verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask, what shall I give you?
这里神向所罗门显现。
God appeared to Solomon here.
神一共向所罗门显现两次。
God appeared to Solomon twice.
这是第一次。
This was the first time.
那神显现告诉他说你愿我是你什么你可以求。
When God appeared to Solomon in a dream, he asked, What shall I give you?
哦，那我们看所罗门在求什么。
And let's look at what Solomon sought after.
所以我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
你求我智慧，可以判断你的名，辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？所以他求智慧。
What he sought after was the wisdom.
哦，那神就很高兴了。
And God was very pleased.
第十节啊。
Verse 10.
他这样求蒙神喜悦。
The speech pleased the Lord.
啊，为什么蒙神喜悦？
Why was God pleased?
因为他没有为自己求长寿，也没有为自己求财富。
Because he had not asked for long life for himself, nor asked riches for himself.
可见我们人一般都是以自我为中心在祈求。
So from this we can tell that most of us, we pray with a focus on ourselves.
因为我们爱自己嘛。
For we love ourselves very much.
但是所罗门没有为自己求什么。
But Solomon did not pray for himself.
他只求智慧。
Rather, he prayed for wisdom.
所以能够把国家治理得很好。
And thus, he was able to govern the nation very wisely.
那神非常的高兴。
And God was very pleased.
所以就给他有智慧。
And hence, granted his desire of wisdom.
那所罗门的智慧有多大呢？
How great was the wisdom of Solomon?
十二节。
Verse 12. Behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall like you arise after.
这里说神应许给他智慧哈，以前没有，以后也没有。
Here it says that God had given him a wisdom that was never to be compared with nor after.
也就是说，人类历史独一一个啊，没有人超过他的智慧，就是所罗门。
It means the only person of the entire human history who is the most wisest was none other than Solomon.
这是神赐的。
For this was a wisdom given by God.
他可以论天上万象，他可以论飞禽走兽。
He is able to speak of the wisdom in the universe or the earthly creatures.
说非常有智慧。
He was extremely wise.
那因为他非常有智慧，所以他把国家治理得很好。
Because of this, he was able to govern the nation very soundly.
所以以色列国神的国度在所罗门的时候是最强盛，已经到顶点了。
The nation of Israel was at its zenith, at its strongest during the reign of Solomon.
那神很高兴，不但给他智慧，也给他长寿跟财富。
And God was very pleased to not just to give him wisdom, but also to give him fame, wealth, and longevity.
那后来就有一个示巴女王，她听到所罗门这么有智慧，她就想要来问问他的一些问题。
Later, there was a queen Sheba who came, who heard of Solomon's great wisdom and wanted to seek after him.
那这个示巴女王也是相当突出的一个女王。
Queen Sheba was also an outstanding woman.
为什么？
Why was that?
你如果看到现在比较突出、比较有成就的妇女哈，很注重时装、装饰、金银宝饰。
Nowadays, if you see a woman who is very of a contemporary taste, you can tell just by her appearance and her clothing.
但是这个示巴女王竟然她所向往的是智慧。
But yet for Queen Sheba, what she sought after was wisdom.
所以她就很远的路途来见所罗门。
And she traveled far distances in order to seek out Solomon.
把心里所有的问题都提出来向所罗门问。
She brought out all of the questions in her heart to pose them to Solomon.
在列王记上的第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 10.
我们看列王记上第十章。
1 Kings chapter 10.
第二节。
Verse 2. She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels that bore spices, very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about all that was in her heart.
第三节。
Verse 3. So Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing so difficult for the king that he could not explain it to her.
那第十节。
4. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food on his tables, the seating of his servants, the service of his waiters and their apparel, his cupbearers and his entryway by which he went up to the household of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her.
所以这个讲说示巴女王看到所罗门的智慧跟他建的王宫他的生活诧异的神不守舍。
Queen Sheba lost her spirit when she was so astounded by the amazing wisdom and everything that Solomon built.
所以到第七节我所听到的越过我现在所看到的越过我所听见的风声。
Verse 7 says that I did not believe the words until I came and saw what I had seen with my own eyes, and it half was not told me.
那第八节，常侍立在你面前，听你智慧话是有福的。
Verse 8, happy are your men, and happy are those, these your servants who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom.
所以示巴女王她把能够听智慧话，能够来追求智慧，这是一种福气。
And Queen Sheba equates being in the presence of a wise king and listening to the wise word to be a great blessing.
所以在她的心里面，这个智慧已经超过了地上的金银财宝。
So for her, this wisdom far exceeds the earthly treasures.
所以她坐着马车这么远要来听所罗门讲智慧话。
This is why she traveled long distances on chariots in order to come and hear the wisdom of Solomon.
那一个这么有智慧、前无古人、后无来者的所罗门，竟然主耶稣说这里有一个比他更大。
And yet, for someone who was so wise as King Solomon, who was not to be surpassed before or after, here Lord Jesus states someone is even greater than Solomon here.
就是更大的智慧。
One with greater wisdom.
那这个到底要怎么比呢？
And how exactly do we compare?
在传道书里面我们看所罗门的智慧到底他这个智慧的极限是什么
？In the book of Ecclesiastes, we can see what exactly is the limit of Solomon's wisdom.
那我们就知道为什么主耶稣的智慧超过所罗门。
And from there, we can see the reference point by which we can tell that Jesus Christ's wisdom is far surpasses Solomon's.
好，我们现在看传道书。
Turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章的十三节。
Verse 13. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 13. And I set my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven, this burdensome task God has given to the sons of men by which they may be exercised.
十四节。
14. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed all is vanity and grasping for the wind. 15. What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be numbered. 17. And I set my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceive that this also is grasping for the wind. 18. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
有智慧的人才会去用头脑想啊，如果没有智慧哦，天天吃饱很快乐，叫一天过一天就好，他不会用头脑去想。
Only the wise people will use his rationale to contemplate deeply in thoughts. As for the simple-minded, they will just eat, sleep, and be merry.
所以人如果没有用智慧去想啊，就是吃得很饱，活得很快乐，这个就是人生。
But if a person does not think deeply about life, then they will just eat, drink, and be merry. And that is their whole life.
但是有智慧的人他要进一步去想。
But as for the wise people, they will go one step further and think about this.
这个一生啊，这么忙碌，到底是为什么？
Having been busy all life long, what exactly is the purpose of my life?
他就去想啊。
And he will consider this question.
所以他说用智慧查究天下一切所做的事。
And he set his heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven.
到最后他只有一个结论。
Finally, he reached a conclusion.
我们一生经历的是极重的劳苦。
That this whole lifetime is condensed into toilsome tasks.
那这个劳苦到最后的结果是虚空。
And the end of all this toil and labor is vanity.
所以所罗门的智慧让他去思想，然后对人生有一个结论。
The wisdom of Solomon helped him to consider and come to a conclusion about life.
是劳苦是虚空。
That it is filled with labor and also vanity.
是捕风。
It is grasping after wind.
我好像抓到什么，其实什么也没有抓到。
It seems as if you have grasped onto something, but actually you have grabbed onto nothing.
但是问题是，他的智慧没有办法帮助他改变这个现实。
However, the key issue is that despite his wisdom, he could not help him overcome this reality of life.
所以我的智慧能够帮助我 解决这个极重的劳苦吗？所罗门的智慧能够帮助他脱离这个虚空的人生吗？没有办法。
Was Solomon's wisdom able to help him overcome or transcend the emptiness of life?
所以到十八节哈。
And he wasn't able. So by
多有智慧，多有愁烦，增加知识，增加忧伤。
For much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
所以我们知道所罗门的智慧是这个地面上在治理国家，在地面上处理事情这个智慧。
From this, we understand the wisdom of Solomon resides in the governing of nations on earth.
这是好的，但是这个智慧有它的极限，到了一定程度，你就没有办法突破什么。
And even though this is a good type of wisdom, but there is a limit to this wisdom, and you cannot break through to a certain level.
好，那我们现在看第二章，那所罗门就开始来尝试他的人生。
Now let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2 as Solomon begins to taste his life.
好，第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1. I said in my heart, Come now, I will test you with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure, but surely this also was vanity.
好，第二节。
2. I said of laughter, madness, and of mirth, what does it accomplish?
好，第三节。
3. I search in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine, while guiding my heart with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was good for the sons of men to do under heaven all the days of their lives.
如果一个人没有智慧，
If a person is without wisdom,
酒一喝下去很快的，一直喝到醉，天醒过来就结束了。
Once they are drunk, then they can quickly pass time quickly until the next day.
但是所罗门很聪明啊，他一面喝酒，他一面用头脑去分析这个酒喝下去到底帮助我什么。
But for as a wise person, when he drinks the wine, he will also rationalize what exactly does this wine benefit me.
那一杯一杯喝下去，一杯继续想到最后说这个也是空的。
As he contemplated and drank at the same time, he came to a conclusion that this is vanity.
酒不能够满足人的心啊。
Because a wine cannot satisfy human hearts.
那第四节开始他就动大工程。
Verse 4 says he made great works.
那如果一个人没有智慧，反正盖得很好，大家很羡慕，哇，我很有福气，就住在那里住到死。
If a person is without wisdom, and even in spite of the fact that he could build fancy mansions and until the end of his life.
那因为他很聪明啊，他一面在盖这个房宫，一面住住看，然后头脑就去分享，这样住下去到底是什么意义？
But as for Solomon, he is very wise. He built these fancy mansions, but he also considered what exactly is the point in living in this type of these fancy mansions. In verse 11,
后来我查看我手所经营一切事，我劳碌所工，谁知都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
He concluded, I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and all labor which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind, for there was no profit under the sun.
所以他一直这样尝试啊，尝试到十一章啊，他头脑都很清楚，一直去分析自己在做什么。
And Solomon continued to do this and taste all various aspects of life from all the way to chapter 11, for he had very rational and clear mind understanding what he was doing.
所以没有智慧人一头栽进去，觉得这就是人生。
As for the people without wisdom, they would just devote themselves into a certain pursuit and consider that to be the end all and be all of their lives.
那有智慧人栽进去，开始在分析这个是怎么一回事，到最后这是空的。
But as for the wise people, they will consider what is the point of my pursuit, and they will realize in the end everything is vanity.
这个叫增加知识，增加忧伤。
This is called increase of knowledge increases sorrow.
这个就是人智慧的有限性。
For this defines the limit of a human wisdom.
那主耶稣来说，这里有一个比所罗门更大。
When Lord Jesus came, he says that there is someone who is greater than Solomon here in his wisdom.
那既然是更大，就是更高的智慧。
And it's greater, meaning that it has a higher form of wisdom.
那这个更高的智慧就是能够解决所罗门的智慧不能够解决的。
This higher wisdom is something that can resolve what Solomon could not resolve with his wisdom.
也就是能够超越所罗门地上智慧的虚空。
It is able to transcend the emptiness of the worldly wisdom.
这个才是我们今天人生的答案。
And this points to the answer to our human lives.
如果我们有地上的智慧，照着所罗门的生活方式，到最后还是很痛苦。
If we just follow along the same path as Solomon's wisdom, and in the end, we'll also come to distress and emptiness.
痛苦不是我没有什么，我什么都有。
The pain is not that I don't own anything, but rather I possess everything.
痛苦是当我什么都有的时候，我还是觉得很虚空，那你就没路可走了。
The pain is when you possess everything and you still consider that you everything in life is empty, then you come to a dead end.
好，那主耶稣的智慧是更大的智慧是什么？
So what exactly is the greater wisdom of Jesus Christ?
首先我们来看哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians 1.
第一章的第三十节。
Chapter 1, verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
这里说，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
God made Jesus Christ to become for us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
那个他是什么？
What is this him?
就是主耶稣啊。
It is none other than Jesus Christ.
神让主耶稣成为我们的智慧。
God made Jesus Christ to become our wisdom.
所以在主耶稣里面，这个智慧就能够帮助我们突破人生的虚空。
So with Jesus Christ, we are able to break through the emptiness of life.
除非借着主耶稣的智慧，人生的虚空是没有路可走的，是没有解决的方案。
Unless with the wisdom of Jesus Christ, we are not able to break through the emptiness and the pain of life.
好，那主耶稣的智慧怎么帮助我们解决虚空的人生？
How does the wisdom of Jesus Christ help us overcome this empty life?
好，我们从第二章的十一节来念。
Chapter 2, verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. 12. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
这个十四节说属血气，英文叫 natural man， 就是父母生我们，这个叫做自然的人，叫属血气的人，他不能够认识神的事情。
The natural man mentioned in verse 14 refers to a person who is born biologically through the parents.
所以一个人如果没有认识神的事情，就是没有找到人生的根本，那这个就是问题的根源。
And such a natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God, and this is the foundation, the crux of the problem.
那主耶稣怎么成为我们的智慧？
How does Jesus Christ become our wisdom?
所以我们刚刚读的圣经十二节。
We read verse 12.
神的灵能够叫我们能够知道神的事情。
The Spirit of God will enable us understanding of God's matters.
说我们信了主耶稣之后，主耶稣的灵充满在我们里面，就让我们能够认识神的事情。这个就是超越虚空的第一步。
Once we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, He will give us His Spirit to help us understand the matters of God. And this is the first step to understand, to transcend the worldly wisdom and emptiness.
现在看以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians 1.
十七节。
Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us, who believe according to the working of His mighty power.
这里说主耶稣会将世人智慧跟启示的灵赐给我们。
Here mentions that Jesus Christ will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以圣灵就是智慧跟启示的灵在主耶稣里面赐给我们。
Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom and revelation given to us through Jesus Christ.
那这个圣灵就会给我们智慧跟启示。
This Holy Spirit will give us wisdom and revelation.
让我们能够真知道他，这个他就是神。
So that we can truly understand Him who is God Himself.
那我们人生就会开始不一样，因为我们开始认识神。
Through this understanding of God, our life will transform.
因为我们认识神就知道他是至宝。
Because after we understand God, we will know Him to be the utmost treasure.
接下去他提到恩召有何等的指望。
Mentions of going that we are enlightened in the understanding.
他的恩召有何等的指望。
That in the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints?
然后他的基业有何等的荣耀。
How glorious is His inheritance?
他的能力有何等的浩大。
And how mighty, how exceedingly great is His power?
这是我们对神的认识越来越清楚，越来越深刻。
And this can only be understood once we gain a deeper understanding of God.
那在神里面，我们的生活就会蒙恩典。
In God, we will be filled with His abundance.
这是我们人生蒙福的开始。
And this marks the beginning of a blessing in our life.
这是第一个。
This is the first step.
主耶稣称我们智慧，让我们能够认识神。
Jesus Christ becomes our wisdom.To help us understand God.
好，那我们再来看提摩太后书。
Turn to Second Timothy.
好，提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书，第三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15. Second Timothy 3, verse 15. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
这里保罗说提摩太从小明白圣经。
Paul says here that since childhood, Timothy had known the Holy Scriptures.
那圣经能够使我们因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
The Bible is able to make us wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ.
圣经不是教导我们怎么在世界上成功。
The Holy Bible does not teach us the ways of success of this world.
圣经教导我们怎么做可以得救。
But rather, the Holy Bible teaches what to do in order to be saved.
那得救是什么？
What is salvation?
得救就是脱离黑暗，进到光明。
Salvation is to be delivered from darkness into light.
黑暗就是罪的权势。
Darkness signifies the reign and the control of sin.
黑暗就是死亡的阴影。
Darkness is the shadow of death.
得救让我们能够从里面出来。
But salvation will bring us, lift us away from this darkness.
得救就是脱离魔鬼的控制。
Salvation means to be free of Satan's control and bondage.
魔鬼各种不同的方法来控制人。
Satan will use various means in order to bound us into slaves.
好像主耶稣面对魔鬼的试探。
Just like when Lord Jesus faced it,the trials and temptations of Satan.
来再来第二个。
They will try the first way and fail, and try the second way.
第二个不行，第三个。
Second way doesn't fails, and try the third way.
人总是有一些弱点。
Because as human beings, we definitely have certain weaknesses.
如果不是肉体的情欲，就是眼目的情欲，就是今生的骄傲。
If it isn't the passion of our eyes, or the fleshly pleasures, or the pride of life.
那在主耶稣里面，我们就有智慧能够面对这个魔鬼的计谋，把它胜过。
But in Christ Jesus, we will have the wisdom in order to overcome the ploys of Satan.
所以这个非常重要。
This is very important for us.
有得救的智慧。
To have the wisdom of salvation.
所以得救的智慧告诉我们应该怎么做，我们才能够达到最后人生的目标。
Possessing this wisdom of salvation will help us to get the know-how in order to traverse and finish our life in order to obtain salvation.
所以在十六节哈
，verse 16
说圣经在教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都有益处。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction in righteousness.
然后叫属神的人得以完全。
That the man of God may be complete.
这个就是得救的一条路。
This is the way of salvation.
所以在主耶稣才有这样的智慧。
Only through Jesus Christ can we obtain such type of wisdom.
那第三个就是主耶稣的生活，让我们学到一些生活的智慧。
Third is through the life of Jesus Christ, we are able to obtain the wisdom of life.
好，我们现在来看啊，雅各书。
Turn to James.
雅各书的第三章。
James 3.
啊，从十三节一直到啊十八节。
13-18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil things are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
在13-17在讲智慧有两种。
Verse 13 to 17 mentions that there are two types of wisdom.
一个是从上头来的智慧。
One is the wisdom from above.
那另外一个是属地、属情欲、属鬼魔，就是地上。
But the other wisdom is earthly and belongs to Satan.
那这个上头的智慧是什么？
What is the wisdom from above?
就是主耶稣的智慧。
It is Lord Jesus' wisdom.
就是我们在主耶稣的生活上可以看得出来。
Which means it's something that observable through the livelihood of Jesus Christ.
那今天我们啊，主耶稣要成为我们的智慧，就是能够过他所过的生活。
Today, in order to obtain this wisdom of Jesus Christ, we must follow in the steps that Lord Jesus has left behind for us.
那这样的智慧会带给我们生活有什么不同呢？
This kind of wisdom, how would it make a difference in our lives?
我们现在看十七节。
Verse 17.
这里说上头来的智慧，第一个是清洁，第二个是和平。
The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable.
神是清洁的。
For God is pure and holy.
没有罪的。
There, he is without sin.
所以我们有神的智慧，我们在做人做事，动机很纯，我们内心是没有罪的。
So when we have the wisdom of God, our motive will be very pure without sin.
在上头的智慧带给人是和睦的。
The wisdom from above is peaceable.
也是跟神的和睦。
This means the peace that we have with God.
这个是从神来的智慧。
And this is the wisdom from God.
再来上头的智慧是温良柔顺。
Wisdom from above is gentle, willing to yield.
这个温良跟谦卑有关系。
Gentle is related to humility.
所以谦卑带给我们温柔，那谦卑就是一种智慧。
So being gentle and humble is possessing the wisdom of God.
英文叫 willing to yield, 我们愿意让步。好像那个一个主干道跟一个旁边的干道有一个标志叫做 yield。
This willing to yield nature is analogous to when we're driving and we see the yield sign.
当我们看到合理的、合于神旨意的，我们愿意顺服。
When we see something that is rational according to the will of God, we are willing to yield.
那我们就知道主干道跟副的干道就交通很流畅，因为 willing to yield.
And we see that the traffic flows very smoothly because their people are willing to yield.
那接下去就满有怜悯，多结善果。
And follows with full of mercy and good fruits.
他是很有爱心的，对人充满着怜悯，这个叫做智慧。
It means to be very loving and full of mercy toward others. This is also another trait of having wisdom of God. Why?
因为一个怜悯人呢，都会接受神的怜悯。
A person who is merciful to others will also receive mercy from God.
再来，他多结善果。
And he also yields abundant fruits.
就是生活有很多很具体美好的行为，很好的表现。
It means that person has very many concrete good deeds in his life.
再来，没有偏见。
And without partiality.
我们的看人看事，我们是有神的心在感动我们。
When we judge a person and examine matters, we have the heart of God to guide us.
是很诚恳，没有假冒的，因为神是真实的。
And we are very sincere without hypocrisy, for God is sincere.
十八节，这是使人和平的。
Verse 18, the fruit of righteousness, sown in peace.
所以主耶稣里面的智慧。
And thus, the wisdom within Jesus Christ
就是从神来的。
Is something that came from God.
这个带给我们生活有非常好的结果。
And it will bring about many wonderful fruit in our life.
我们的人生会变成越来越好。
And our lives will transform for the better.
那跟神越来越和睦。
And we will become more peaceable with God.
所以 耶稣的智慧是更值我们追求。
And hence, the wisdom of Jesus Christ is something that is worthy of our pursuit.
好，那最后的结论，我们来看箴言。
Now, as for conclusion, let's turn to Proverbs.
第三章。
Proverbs 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs 3.
十三节一直到十七节。
Verse 13 to 17. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
有没有什么比金银珠宝更宝贵？
Is there anything far more valuable than silver or gold or treasures?
有，就是智慧。
Yes, it is wisdom.
因为金银财宝达不到的，智慧可以达到。
For gold and silver, what gold and silver cannot attain, wisdom can attain.
所以十五节啊，金银财宝都不能够跟它比较。
So verse 15 says that silver and gold cannot compare to wisdom.
那他的右手有长寿。
In her right hand is the length of days.
最长寿是什么？永生不会死。
What is the longest of days? It is eternity, never die.
耶稣就是我们的智慧。
Jesus Christ is our wisdom.
如果我们抓住他。
If we are able to seize onto him,
永生就是我们的。
Then everlasting life will be ours.
左手有富贵。
In her left hand, riches and honor.
耶稣就是智慧。
Jesus is our wisdom.
如果抓住他,
if we seize onto him,
我们就有很丰富的恩典。
Then we will be blessed with abundant riches.
如果我们抓住他,
if we seize onto him,
我们就有尊贵的身份。
Then we will have honorable status.
是神的儿子。
For we are the children of God.
君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度。
The honorable priest and holy nation.
十七节。
17.
智慧的道是安乐的。
Her ways are ways of pleasantness.
如果我们要喜乐。
If we pursue after pleasantness, we need to cling to Jesus Christ. For the path of wisdom will bring us peace.
那他的路是平安的。
For her ways are pleasant.
平，好像理解。
Pleasant and peaceable.
对。主耶稣带给我们的路是平安的。
The path of Jesus Christ is peaceful.
那如果一个人有喜乐，有平安，有富贵，有永生。
If a person has life filled with pleasantness, peace, riches, and honor,
那我们人生就不虚空了。
And eternal life, then this life will no longer be empty.
那我们就超越所罗门了。
And we have gone beyond Solomon.
那这是从主耶稣来的。
And all these wisdoms come from Jesus Christ.
所以有一个人比主耶稣更大，比所罗门更大。
And thus there is one who is greater than Solomon.
就是主耶稣。
Who is Jesus Christ.
他是智慧的本身。
For he is the essence of wisdom.
Let's
sing him.
我们换一首哈，二十一首，二十一首。
Sing him 21.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们还有三个月，我们就有联恩布道会。
Our spiritual convocation is in 3 months.
求主带领让我们有更多的慕道朋友来渴慕那更大的智慧。
We ask the Lord to help us to bring more true seekers to seek after the greater wisdom.
就是能够超越虚空人生的智慧。
The wisdom that will help us transcend the emptiness of life.
求主带领。
We ask the Lord's guidance.
我每次祷告都为这个圣功来代祷。
That in each of our prayer, we remember this in our prayer.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.